I arrived a little while ago at the Great North Museum, Hancock.
Hancock.
Hancock. Just kids wanted to think about Hancock's half hour. Great character, Tony Hancock, and there are many, many great characters in this room. Everybody seems to have a badge that says artist. There must be other people than artists in the room. Who am I standing next to, for starters?
Solo Bass Steve.
And Brian Condon.
So who's in the room, and why?
There's a mixture of artists, of kind of arts admin people, but also scientists, a few sort of philosophers, engineers, because the
philosopher engineers or philosophers and engineers?
Well, probably both. I mean, there's some, we met some amazing people last night. The theme is creative responses to climate change. So it's about the intersection of the arts and the climate change debate.
Tipping point.
Yeah. Well, what they talked about yesterday was trying to sort of go from reflection and thinking about the problem and the issues connected to climate change, and they're trying to get by tomorrow afternoon to some kind of agreement on what actions they might take as artists, as participants in this thing. There was a massive punch-up. There was actually not a physical punch-up, but a kind of verbal punch-up yesterday between Kevin Anderson and Matt Ridley. And I was talking to some people last night who are active in the sort of climate change science thing, and that happens all the time, apparently, which, you know, I didn't know about, but that it was a kind of very polarised argument.
So these artists as activists are doing physical things, or are they primarily raising awareness?
I think that would change from person to person. I think that the conference itself is about... It's very broad in spectrum. It's about practice, but it's also about the sort of the thinking behind it and why we would do these things. So there's a lot of conversation going on. Well, last night, the second kind of main event of the day was a series of readings from a collection of short fiction on the theme of climate change and responses to climate change. So it was very... We went from sort of hard science to being very rooted in the arts. But off the back of that, there was a conversation about the way that the arts informs the debate and the way that science learns from art, particularly sci-fi, and the way that artists can incorporate either dystopic or utopian views of the future into their work, and how that influences the discussion. So the guy that was putting the collection together was saying that actually a lot of the responses from the authors was about dystopia. It was about what happens if climate change goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, there's not much utopia going on at the moment, even if you look at conference themes and films.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always drawn to that kind of the Freudian, you know, death wish thing. And there's a lot of that going on here. But I think that that's probably part of the reason for the conference is, okay, well, how do the arts move on from that? From the kind of the artistic paradigm of writing and performing about dystopia, which is comfortable, to one where we start to talk about the responsibility to affect the future through art. And so then start to reflect our desire for a better future in the work that we create.
So, Brian, I'm coming into this a day into the conference with today and tomorrow yet to go. What mindset did you come into yesterday morning, and what are you thinking now?
Well, what I'm thinking about now is the tasks that they kind of set themselves yesterday in a big plenary session. They did an exercise of people with different views moving into four corners of the room and talking to one another, and they split them into groups. And those groups have written a postcard from the future about, you know, what big problems do they see that need to be solved. And today, they're going to work some of the time in groups, randomly selecting those problems and then working on them and coming up with ideas. And I think that's going to be really interesting, because it'll be more about the participants getting involved and thinking, which I think is going to be really interesting for us to talk to and cover as they do that during the day, rather than people on the platform speaking. And that's the bit I'm looking forward to. I thought last night's readings were really, really good and created a very different kind of perspective on the issues from the kind of crunchy big data arguments that the scientists were having in the afternoon in the debate. And somehow it'd be nice to see if the participants are going to bring those two things together. That would be great to see, and I'm hoping that's going to happen today and tomorrow.
Well, there's definitely a lot of togetherness in the room right now with everybody deep in conversation. I'm going to hopefully move among these people, grab some points of view, opinions and thoughts, and grab some shots, share alongside the channels that Steve and Brian are dealing with. Where can people go to see what's happened so far?
Amplified10.com/TP Newcastle. It's also the hashtag TP Newcastle, so that's where to follow the conversation.
Thank you very much.